Welcome to the Voices of Marketing Podcast. And now your host, John Shea.
All right, guys, welcome to the show. Today on the show, I have Fergal Downs. He's here today to talk a little bit about product launches, as he's launched quite a few products over on the Internet Marketing Forum, the Warrior Forum. And yeah, welcome to the show, Fergal.
Hey, John, thanks for having me on. Hey, everyone, how's it going?
Yeah, no problem. So I guess, do you want to share your story, talk a little bit about how you got started in Internet marketing, you know, online marketing?
Yeah, so basically I started when I was 21. I was working in a telesales job, ringing people up, cold calling them, trying to get them to buy fuel cards. I absolutely hated the job, and people hated me calling them as well. So as you can imagine, I got tons of abuse over the phone, and it was a really stressful job. So I went home one day and I was like, I need to work for myself. I need to find something that I can do. And I knew people were making money on the internet. I just had no idea how to do it. So I spent $37 on a product called My Online Income System, which was absolutely terrible, and it didn't make me it actually made me $37 inside the first 8 days. And after that, I thought I was going to be a millionaire, but I didn't make another sale for about 6 months. So that was a complete flop, but I kept on studying. I bought a number of different courses. By the time I went full-time, I must have bought 100 different courses, failed so many times, spent a lot of money. But yeah, just kept on trying and kept going. So it was after about 2 or 3 years before I was able to go full-time. Started 6 years ago, been full-time for about 3 years now. I have two ClickBank products that I launched before I started launching in the internet marketing niche. And I have about 14 different internet marketing related products that I've released now in the last 2 years.
Wow. Yeah, so you've been really busy. You pretty much just really stuck with it then, regardless of all the failures.
I know. I mean, just the lifestyle that I wanted. I mean, for me, it wasn't about like owning a Ferrari or owning a nice car. It was always about having the lifestyle to be able to travel. I mean, like, I'm from Ireland. I love Ireland, but in winter, it can be a difficult place to be from. It rains a lot, and just the weather isn't that good. The lifestyle isn't that good in winter. So I've only spent one winter at home in the last 4 years. I've been all over Australia. Last year, I was in Thailand, Malaysia, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos. I'm actually in California at the moment, in a place called Chico in Northern California. So yeah, I try to get away for the winters every year, and all that has been down to internet marketing. So yeah, that was my goal for doing internet marketing, just to be able to travel and have my own life, be able to get up whenever I want and all that. And don't get me wrong, someday I do want to have the big house and the nice Ferrari car and all that kind of stuff. But for now, 27 years old, I just want to be able to travel and live the life.
Yeah, that's really awesome. I mean, I know I've never really been a huge fan of like traveling and just going all over, but I still think, you know, just being able to have like the freedom to be able to do that, and especially like every year or, you know, throughout the year, just being able to get up and go whenever you'd like.
Yeah. You're from New York, are you? Is it Boston?
No, I live in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay, cool. Boston. Yeah, so it gets pretty harsh in winter there as well. I heard you had a bad winter there this year.
Yeah, it's been really tough, actually, and it's still very cold. Like, you know, I would like to have I have like a little sports car that I'll bring out in the summertime, and even now it's still like not quite where I'd like it to be.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been tough.
It's good to get away for the harsh winters.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a front wheel drive car for a while, and I actually went back to an all wheel drive car because this winter was that bad that it isn't fun to drive even because it's that bad, you know? But,
yeah,
I
understand. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, do you want to talk a little bit about, you know, obviously you said you launched 14 products just on the Warrior Forum alone, and then you've done a couple products on ClickBank. I'm very familiar with ClickBank, and I've done one WSO product launch myself, which really was a flop. I'd really like to hear, hopefully the audience would too, maybe a little bit about some of the things you've learned after launching so many different products.
Yeah, so the first product launch was in a niche outside of the internet marketing niche. It was on a product called gout, which is like a form of arthritis. So I had a big list in the gout niche. So I created a product. I researched everything there was to know about gout and different home remedies and what causes gout and all that kind of stuff. And I created a 32-page ebook on that, and I sold that over at ClickBank. It did okay for me. I mean, I sold it recently on Flippa. I sold the website, I sold everything, just because I couldn't invest the time in it anymore, so I had to get rid of it. Sure. My second product launch was on a different one. It's kind of a funnier one. It's on Cankles, which is like men and women that have fat ankles.
I don't know if you've
seen this thing. So when I was younger, I was a personal trainer and a sports nutritionist. So I knew quite a bit about how to slim down and how to do different exercises and all that stuff. So I made an exercise and nutrition guide on and how to increase circulation for people, because that's what mostly Cankles was, just a pool of mm-hmm. blood in the area and all that kind of stuff. So basically I created a 20-25 page guide on that, and that was my second product launch. That one did okay. It was a joint venture with a guy from Canada, but he wanted out of it after about 6 months, so I ended up buying his share, and I pushed the product a little bit more. So I'm actually relaunching that website at the moment. I think it's cankelsremedy.com or something like that. It's a new website for it. It used to be called Bye Bye Cankles, but we're getting rid of that website. So on the Warrior Forum anyway, the first WSO that I did, it only made me $1,000 in profit, but it did about $12,000 in revenue, because I was given 100% commission to the affiliates to be able to build my email list.
Sure.
The third product that I did, it all started steamrolling from there. The third product that I did, I was teaching how to get video traffic to your website through YouTube videos. That one did $5,000 in profit. Wow. And about $20,000 in revenue. So it really started taking off from there. My email list is up over 19,000 now. Just keeping on building it and trying to learn some different methods.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty impressive. I mean, do you do a lot of, I know a big thing once you really get these lists going is people are doing a lot of solo ads and things like that. Are you kind of in that avenue as well or no?
That's actually what my next product is on. I mean, everyone is raving about solo ads at the moment, but I've started tracking the solo ads, and I'm telling you, solo ads are not the way to go when it comes to the internet marketing niche. Anyway, they're definitely not the way to go. In non-internet marketing niches, yeah, they're still perfect because they're not getting drilled with a different offer every couple of hours. You know, internet marketing guys are getting drilled with an offer probably by five times a day. So, and they're probably getting incentives to sign up for your list. So they're not going to turn into buyers. They're just getting incentives to sign up for your list. So I found that, first of all, the opt-in rate is about 20% with solo ads in the internet marketing niche. And you might, if you're lucky, you might get one sale off that from the back end. So definitely not the way to go in the internet marketing niche anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting that you kind of started off like you were sort of doing internet marketing in a way, but you were using other products. Like they weren't targeted towards internet marketers. It was more like remedies and cures of, you know, problems that people have.
Yeah, well, there's no point in teaching people how to be an internet marketer if you don't know how to be an internet marketer yourself. Right. So, I worked in the non-internet marketing niches for a long time. I had some welding affiliate courses out there, or not courses, affiliate sites, where I'd advertise ClickBank product on learning welding at home and stuff like that. So yeah, I definitely started in non-internet marketing niches, and I still work in non-internet marketing niches as well. So I'm not just teaching people blindly. It's not the blind leading the blind.
Right. Now, have you found, like, you know, obviously you said your first course did 1,000 revenue, then 5,000. I mean, have you really scaled up with your latest courses now that you've got this mass email list, like, you know, almost 20,000 people, you said?
Yeah, it's 20,000 people, but because a lot of them are old and I haven't deleted any of them, the opt-in rate, including with the new Google, the Gmail tab thing where separates promotions to inbox. So my opt-in rate at best is 15% at the moment. So that's gone down from 30% before the Google change for the Gmail tab thing. It has come a long way. I'm still, like, for a good product launch, I can do 20,000 in revenue. But what I'm really trying to concentrate on is the back end now. I'm setting up my coaching program, which will be like a one-to-one coaching program. I'll have all the videos set up, and then people will have access to me by email and in a forum on Skype, all that kind of stuff. So I'm setting that up. So now when I launch an internet marketing related product, it'll be like $7 or $17 on the front end, and then I'll have the option to opt into the coaching program on the back end. And the coaching program, it's going to be mid-ticket, something like maybe $297 or $397, something like that.
Yeah. And obviously now, because you've been in this for years, you've got people that probably will buy because they know you so well, they trust you and have that rapport with you and everything.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people that want to work with me one on one. I mean, I was going to start charging $3,000 per month for people to work with me on a one-to-one Skype, me and you, for the entire month. But you don't help a lot of people by doing that. You're just kind of helping one person, and it takes up all my time. I can't do any launches during that time as well. Sure. I'm not progressing my business or anything like that as well. So I was going to do that, but I decided against it. I decided to go the coaching program route, where I can give it at 10% of the cost, and I can still give the same amount of the value to hundreds more people. So I think that's definitely the way to go.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously for you, you're going to be helping a lot more people, and then, you know, you could scale up. It sounds a lot like, I know we talked before we started that Kenster over on the Warrior Forum has his six-figure alliance, and now the new IM system where it's very video-based coaching, you know, people can go through, and then they have that one-on-one email support where they can just directly go to him through the membership.
Yeah, it's going to be quite like Kenster. I went through Kenster's programs as well, and I can't say enough about the guy. He's been there with me every step of the way, and he's still there with me as well. Like, and I'm definitely going to sign up for the IM system. That guy has completely changed my life. I mean, I was full-time before I joined Kenster's programs, but since I've joined Kenster's programs, things have just gone so much more onto another level. So yeah, he's definitely one of the best marketers out there and the guy I go to when I need help.
Yeah, I ended up, I'm in the system too as well. You know, for people that are listening, I think I've gone through 4 or 5 weeks now, and it is really good. It's definitely one of the better, you know, I've picked up a ton of the like $500 or $600 courses, and it's definitely one of the better ones. And the way that he's a little more personable with people through, you know, he's very responsive to everybody. I thought it was really interesting. And I found him through, you probably know him, Tommy, who does the Arbitrage Underdog product.
I do. I know him well. Yeah.
Yeah. And I interviewed him as well. And that was how I ended up finding the course, through Tom, because Tom had praised his success with that particular program through, you know, going through the Six Figure Alliance course. So I said, well, if that's what came out of this, then I think I should join too, you know?
Yeah, Tom is killing it. He's another one of Kenster's success stories. He recently promoted a product of mine and got over 100 front end sales. So yeah, Tom is killing it as well. Yeah, he's doing very well.
Yeah, I like Tom because he's very like under the radar. You know, if you get an email from him, it's something to be excited about, I guess.
Yeah, I'd never heard from him until I was promoting his Fiverr one. You know, the one that got WSO of the year.
The Arbitrage Underdog?
Yeah, so I was promoting that one for him. And yeah, I'd never heard of him or anything before that. And suddenly he was WSO of the year and doing thousands and thousands of front-end sales. But yeah, fair play to him. He's doing well.
Yeah, no, I mean, I picked up one of his other products about a year before that, and it was very interesting. It involved like an eBay-type money-making system, which was different from a lot of what other people were doing. So he's definitely, you know, he's got it together, I guess, is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so do you want to share some tips, I guess, about, you know, like obviously coming into a launch? You know, I know we've talked, you know, the past few weeks, you know, before you went on your trip, and I've got a product launch coming this Monday, and I'm kind of, you know, I did one before, but it was a flop, and I think I've learned a lot more. But obviously I think for anybody who's interested in launching a product, not even just on the Warrior Forum or, you know, maybe on ClickBank, it'd be nice to, you know, here's some things that would be good before you get into a launch. I know a big thing has been getting affiliates. I mean, do you want to share some tips maybe about that? Because I know that's really a huge part of launching a product.
Yeah, so for someone starting out, if I was to start out again, this is actually a part of my coaching course that I've done. So one of the videos I did was, if I was to start again, what would I do? So I have no list, I have no affiliate contacts. What do I do? I'd make a product with at least one one-time offer. If you have two one-time offers, even better, because it's going to attract more affiliates. Because if they make one sale, they have a chance to make way more money than if they were to make just the front end sale. Sure. So add in one-time offers, that's going to attract affiliates. Give 100% on the front end, 100% on the first one-time offer, and 100% on the second one-time offer if you have two one-time offers in there. Again, that's going to attract affiliates, and it's also going to attract WSO of the day or product of the day in JVZoo. And I would nearly do that for the first two or three products, because that can get you 1,000 front-end sales. And if you get 1,000 front-end sales for three products, then you are made up for your fourth product. You can drop the percentage rate to 80% then on the three products, and you can do a $7,000 profit launch for your fourth product then after doing those three with 100% commission on the front end. Now, I know that's not going to be an option for a lot of people because they need money now. They might have spent a lot of money on the coaching program and they need to make money. But if you have a job, keep the job, keep going with the job, and just build it up. And then when you do your fourth launch, you'll be amazed at how much money you can make. Basically, if you don't have affiliate contacts at the start, you need to set up your JV page. Get up on Munchai as soon as possible, 2 weeks to a month before your launch. Get up on Warrior JV as soon as possible. Two weeks to a month before your launch. Get onto the different Facebook pages. Add people on Facebook. And don't just add them and not talk to them. Add them, introduce yourself. Don't tell them anything about the product yet. Just introduce yourself. And then maybe a week before the product, say, hey, it's been great chatting to you lately. I have this product coming out. Would you be interested in promoting? It's in whatever niche. And if they have also been in the niche as well, you can use that as a tipping point. If you're not giving them 100% commission, you can say, I'll give you an extra 10% if you promote for me. Tell them if they promote for you, you'll reciprocate and you'll promote their next product to your list. But the main thing that for getting affiliates, I think, for a beginner is just having very high earnings per click. So you want to have a conversion rate as big as possible. Personally, doing a WSO, the conversion rate is a lot lower than if you were to do a self-hosted product. So sure, for a lot of my WSOs, the conversion rate, the highest I've had was 11% on the front end. The lowest is about 3% on the front end. That's because people click on the forum. They want to read every comment on the forum first. That just postpones them buying. So they're reading comments, and there's people on the forum that are clueless. And then you've got trolls that are just out there to try and ruin your product by saying, sure, this is terrible, and then running away, and then they're getting their account banned and all that kind of stuff. So doing a self-hosted product, my last product was CPA Warrior, and it had a conversion rate of 50% for the first 100 sales. 50% of people that landed on the page were buying the product. Wow. Inside the first 100 sales. Now, it finished off at about 13%, but for the majority of the product, it was at 20% conversion rate on the front end. So that was a self-hosted product. So you got to weigh up the options. If having that social proof on the forum benefits more than having to answer a million questions of and people, trolls, posting different comments that might ruin your product. But so it's good and bad on the Warrior forum. You can have the social proof of people saying it's a great product, or you can have trolls coming on saying this is crap and running away. Personally, my next launch is going to be self-hosted as well. So it might be an option to start thinking about doing self-hosted products.
Now, when you say self-hosted, is that just like through a, are you referring to like having like a WordPress blog and, or maybe just a blog in general where you can actually have the products, you know, people can go to a website and actually get them, see videos and, you know, grab PDFs, things like that?
Well, actually, if you see the link that's under my, my picture here, if you go to that, that's a self-hosted product.
Okay. I don't know why it's coming in a little fuzzy on my end. I don't know. You know, but I'll make sure if you send me a link in the chat after, I'll throw it in the show notes. People can take a look.
Cool. Yeah. Well, it's basically just, you know, the way you put the sales page onto the Warrior forum, basically you just get that put into graphics and you put it on as graphics on a WordPress site. I use sure. OptimizePress, but anyone will do like.
Right, right. Yeah, OptimizePress is a good one. I know I've used, lately I've been using the Wishlist member, and then I'll just tie that in with like a premium template and I can turn it into a glorified membership site.
Oh, yeah.
It works pretty well.
Are you using Optimized Press with Wishlist, is it?
No, I'm actually using, well, I have a theme that I'm using on my main blog, on the Voices of Marketing blog. It's a Genesis WordPress theme called 1140. And I just ended up, basically, I use a, I don't know, you might be familiar with it. It's called Lead Pages.
Oh, yeah.
By Clay Collins. And I'll set up like I have a main hosted page. And, you know, that's kind of like the landing page if someone goes to the main site. And then the rest of the site is protected with Wishlist members. So only members, you know, once they've registered, they have access. And it's just got regular tabs at the top. And it works really well. I mean, you know, Optimized Press, I know, is really more of a an entire theme and membership combined. Whereas like this, I could limit and, you know, have people see certain things. Wishlist is really just adding the membership elements.
Cool. Yeah, the only thing that Optimized Press doesn't have is you can't add a forum to it. They haven't figured out how to add a forum, so I need to figure out how to get a forum on for my coaching program.
Yeah, you know, you might be able to with that. You might be able to just go on if you've got a WordPress-based site and you've got hosting. Most hosting companies through cPanel should allow you to just integrate a forum off of like an end URL. You know, like if I was voicesofmarketing.com, I could just make a forum, a PHBB forum for free with the cPanel backend, and it would add, like, you know, I could make it voicesofmarketing.com/forum, and then that would just go to the forum, and you could just add a link from your main site. That'd probably be how I'd do it.
Oh, but, yeah, that makes sense. All right, yeah.
In your hosting, you know, we could talk about it after if you want, maybe if you haven't set it up before. I've done a couple forums and whatnot. But
yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
I did want to ask too. I know, you know, obviously you've done so many products, you know, and I know there was a tip that Kenster gave during his Six Figure Alliance course where he says, you know, if, in terms of coming up with ideas for products, he'll sign up with a bogus email on a bunch of email lists, and then he won't buy any of the products, and he'll just sort of indulge on the ideas and things that people are doing, maybe pick up a few freebies, and then combine those ideas into something better. I mean, what are you mainly doing to come up with like a lot of these ideas for your products?
Well, a lot of my products have been in the Fiverr niche, and basically I was selling those products on Fiverr before I created the product. So, before I started doing WSOs, I was making money on Fiverr, and I just took every single bit of, product that I was making on Fiverr, ebook covers, headers, banners,
sure.
So many other different things that I was doing on Fiverr, and I just created a product of them. And so that was my Fiverr products. Then the video marketing one, I was actually just studying video marketing, and I bought maybe 5 or 6 different video marketing courses, not from the Warrior Forum, but from ClickBank. And I was getting some traffic from YouTube, so I decided to scale it up, and was getting more and more traffic, more and more opt-ins to my squeeze page from video traffic. And then I said, hey, I can make a WSO out of this. So I created the WSO over about 3 weeks, and it did me about $20,000 in gross revenue. Wow. And a lot of people got a lot of traffic from it. The same with this one. This one is going to be email marketing, how to get traffic from non-intimate marketing niches, and also in email marketing niche, in internet marketing niches. And yeah, it's what I'm doing now. So I just teach what I'm doing at the moment.
Sure. Yeah. Whatever's working. If you have, you know, if something's working for you, then it makes sense. You can go and help other people.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, what about, I know we talked a little bit about it kind of when starting, but, when it comes to like copywriting and coming up with sales page designs, things like that, I mean, are you outsourcing a lot of those things, or have you gotten to a point where maybe you're like, you know, you're confident you could go and do the copy? I know, I think you might be friends with him, but Trevor Dumbleton, I've had him on the show, and I think he mentioned you, and he says he does all his own copy when he releases all his products. But for me, I wasn't, you know, I haven't studied copywriting, and that's a whole other avenue. I was curious kind of how you go about that.
yeah, so inside Six Figure Alliance, there's a 5-step copywriting course. I just studied one video of that, video 3, which takes you through an entire sales page from start to finish, how to create the sales page. And that was the only copywriting course that I've ever done, but it's actually completely changed the way that I think about trigger points and what makes people, what influences people, and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, sure. Since then I've just been doing all my own email copy, all my own sales copy. I hire out, the only thing that I hire out is the graphics. I get someone to create the graphics for me. It's usually between $100 and $150 per product for the sales page graphics. I feel if you're going to be an internet marketer, you need to know copywriting. You need to know every aspect of it before you say that you're going to be a full-time internet marketer. So I don't usually like to outsource those kind of things.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, especially for the email ad copy, I think that's a good skill to have. And that's something I know I've seen, you know, when it comes to solo ads or anything with email marketing, that's, you know, pretty big when it comes to, you know, getting a good click-through rate and actually getting people to click on your ads and whatnot.
Yeah. Especially with email copy, you need, the person knows how you speak to them. So they want to, if you're getting someone else to write the copy, they're going to be like, oh, this isn't from Fergal. He usually says, hey, how's it going? Top of the morning to you or whatever. Something to get a laugh out of the people, just to know that you're speaking to them on a personal level, that kind of stuff. Like if someone signs up to my freebie list, I say, email me if you have any questions, any comments, or if you just want to say top of the morning to you, or if you just want to say hi, just email me. So it's just the way you speak to them on a more personal level that you need to do it. You need to be able to do it yourself.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. I'm trying to think of any other questions that I thought I'd come up with on the top of my head. I know we've covered quite a bit. Did you want to talk? I know you mentioned you have a new product coming out soon. Is that something you wanted to bring up a little bit?
Yeah, we can talk a bit about it. It's just basically it teaches tracking. It's about building a 10,000 email subscribers list as fast as you possibly can. And converting those sales in, or converting those subscribers into sales immediately. So we talk about the funnel that you want to set up. The way to do that is to give them a video immediately after they opt in, with confirmed opt-in turned off. Give them a video, which is the best video from a course. It can be an affiliate course or whatever. You just give them a 10-minute or 5-minute video with the best information that you can. And then you just put a link above and below that video to say, here is where you can get the rest of the course. So they're saying, if he gives this away, this information away for free, what am I going to get when I buy this course? So they go ahead and they buy the $7 course, they buy the $17 upsell. So if you're buying some paid traffic to that squeeze page, this immediately offsets the charge because you're going to be making sales instantly. And I show the entire sales funnel in a case study on how to do that in any niche. So that's the first thing, to offset any sales or any money that you spend on paid traffic. Then I talk about tracking all the different traffic sources. You need to use a software to track which ones are working for you, so that you can just drop the ones that aren't working for you and use the ones that are working for you and scale it up. I also talk about getting traffic in non-internet marketing niches. If you've got a product like me in the gout niche, it's very hard to find affiliates to promote that product for you. So sure. I show a way that you can source out people with massive email lists in absolutely any niche online. And you can just contact them. You can ask them either to you can buy solo ads off them, you can do an ad swap, or you can ask them to promote your product. You can give them an extra commission to promote it, or you can do whatever to try and entice them to promoting your product. So I show people how to do that in absolutely any niche at all. Then I talk about the internet marketing niches. I talk about how bad solo ads have been working for me lately, and I show all my tracking details on how bad they've been working for me. Then I talk about the two ways in the internet marketing niche that have been working for me for getting traffic, and I show people how to do that. What else is in there? Yeah, there's quite a bit of information there. I think there's like 6 videos in total and a couple of bonuses then as well. So, yeah, that's coming out on Warrior Forum on the 1st of April and on JVZoo on the 2nd of April.
Now, what's your product going to be called? Depending on when I post this, it may actually already be released.
Oh, yeah. It's a Passive List Building Blitz.
Cool. All right. Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good course. I like the fact that you're really talking. It sounds like you're really kind of giving away, you know, everything is a case study. I think that's a great way to, you know, help people, really, because obviously you've had results and seen things, especially with the solo ads. You know, I've done a few solo ads, and I really haven't seen a lot of success with them either, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I feel at the moment it's just a waste of time. and a bit of a waste of money. I've got a new one coming out, a solo ad coming out tomorrow. Someone's going to send 250 clicks tomorrow. So fingers crossed that'll make me some amount of money back that I spent on them. But I just don't, sure. I'm not feeling the solo ads at the moment.
Yeah, that's kind of how I thought about doing the same for this upcoming product launch, maybe spending, $100 or something and seeing if I could get some more sales versus what I'm actually spending. But, in the past, I think I spent $250 with someone once and I only got like 10 opt-ins. And it was like,
oh my God,
it was just terrible. So it's just very risky. And then there's no refunds on a lot of that stuff. It's kind of a one time.
Yeah.
But
well, if you're in the internet marketing niche and you're looking to build a list, the easiest and probably the cheapest way to do it is by doing a free WSO. You can get up to 100 opt-ins in 24 hours by doing a free WSO. And it's only $40 and they convert very, very well if you have the sales funnel in place. Right.
Yeah, you just get pure traffic from the forum. And I see people doing them all the time.
Yeah, it converts very well.
Well, all right. I figured we've covered quite a bit today. I guess we could probably wrap things up. I didn't know if there was anything else you wanted to share. I know we probably gave away some great tips here, and I really appreciate you taking the time to come on today, a Sunday afternoon for me.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It kept me off the drink last night. So.
All right. Well, I'll keep an eye out for your upcoming products, and hopefully, I'm hoping with this new product launch myself, I'll be able to build a good. A good, more targeted list for, kind of the internet marketing niche, because right now my list is pretty small because I haven't really done any of these mass lists with, a lot of affiliates. And this run I actually had, I got interviewed the other day by James Knight. I think he mentioned you as well.
Oh, yeah. James, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited for this one. I'm hoping it works out pretty well. And then obviously in the future, like you said, the more you do, the better, the more revenue you get, the more affiliates jump on board.
It's like a snowball then once you get going.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for your time. And I guess we'll hopefully talk to you later.
Cheers, John. All the best.
Yep.